This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The following content is not suitable for children.
It's that time of year again. Valentine's Day, where the heart, the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul all come together, Lori. Let's spice it up. How do we help our listeners make the most of this day?
Oh, yeah. Let's do some naughty and nice ideas.
Naughty and nice. Ooh, that just mixes. Get me nice and nicey.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
Hey, don't forget to check out uberlube.com with the coupon Foreplay. It really helps us to support the podcast and keep delivering free content. Thanks so much.
All right. So what do you think? This is, again, be intentional, everyone. This is the day of year we're going to prioritize our relationship, that bond, great sex. This is the day to think about it, not put a ton of pressure on, but this is the time to try new moves.
Yeah, exactly. So some people dismiss Valentine's Day. Please don't do that. It's just the whole world is celebrating. Why miss an opportunity to celebrate love and sex? You know,
right.
such a good time.
You don't have to get caught up in the commercialism if you don't like it. You could do your own routine and ritual, but just to be that intentional, that's why I like it.
Yeah. And I've looked at coupons that a lot of them are on Etsy. They're on Amazon. You can make up your own of fun things that you might want to do. And I thought I would share a little bit of what I'm seeing.
Nice.
So let's say a sexy coupon would be, how about doing a role play fantasy or a strip tease?
All right.
How would those go over, you think?
Sounds good to me. And again, so often couples fall into a routine, and it's nice to have routine sex too, but to mix it up and bring in some new energy. Right, that role play, be somebody else, or, you know, talk about that fantasy, that striptease. I mean, that's just, it's just bringing in that good spiciness.
Mm-hmm. I think if there were ever a day to spice it up, that is Valentine's Day for sure. And what if you sort of want it to be romantic too? We looked up some of those coupons as well, right, G?
Well, Lori always talks about the going away together, that night away at a hotel. You know, I think so many couples, I mean, started off with the card writing. Me and my wife do that all the time on Valentine's Day. Like, just reflect about the year.
Aww.
You know, how much you're mad at each other, the things Aww. You're proud of, the things you're working on. But just to take that time to think about, you know, another year you're with your partner,
mm-hmm.
right? To recognize that, to appreciate that, to celebrate the victories and to honor the struggles. I mean, I think that really is a good way of priming. I mean, so many of us just go buy a card. I mean, I always crack up when I go to I always wait the same day or the day before. You know, you see all the men there online getting cards and you're pushing each other trying to gotta get that card. And it's like, you know, and then you just underline a couple words and write, you know, love me, and you send it. And that's nice, you know, but if you could do a little bit more, and just kind of add to that card, write something personal from you. I just think those personal words, it's like using your partner's name, you know. It's nice to be called babe and sweetheart, but when you can say, hey, you know, Lori, like, you just say the person's name, you write something personal, we feel more seen, and we know that's a big turn on being seen.
Yeah, and, you know, you do such a good job of that. I think just I've seen that in you. You do say names. I mean, you when you're talking, you often say my name. I've heard you say that to other people when we've been in just us as couples or whatever. You use my husband's name. You use your wife's name. That really is an attention getter. So I think I tend more toward honey and sweetie, or not sweetie, but sweetheart or something. Yeah, I think that's a good tip. And I love what you're saying, writing something personal about a reflection of maybe the good and the bad of what's going on.
Yeah, and this is the day to mix it up. So if you always call your partner's name, Mary, 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 well, mix it up. Call a baby tonight and see what it's like about. If you call a baby all the time, use her name. Right, yeah. We're going for it. This is a day of new moves.
Okay, a new move. Here's a romantic couple of ideas. How about just having a regular adventure, you know, that is not necessarily a sexual adventure, like a road trip. My husband loves road trips. Give him some road trip and he'd be happy. He likes to drive. He loves going places, or skinny dipping, or a hike somewhere. Skinny dipping.
That's nice.
That's kind of sexy. That's a sexy adventure.
I'm a big fan of a new place on Valentine's Day. Hmm. You know, someplace different. You want to do it in a basement. You never go down there. You want to go in the closet. You want to go in the shower, like something different. It just, again, this is a spice up day.
Yeah.
You know, most of life, you don't have time for this and it's not realistic and it's not so comfortable. But there's something about a new place that I think can bring a good dose of excitement.
Okay. So what's the spiciest place you've done it on Valentine's Day?
I haven't been too spicy. I'm trying to plant seeds for my future, not my past here. How about you?
I'm not sure I can say that on air.
All right. So I think our listeners can keep a secret.
Yeah, they're going to keep this secret for sure. So another romantic idea is breakfast in bed. Just, I think that is so romantic, to somebody bring in a tray and you get to sit there and be lazy, drink your coffee in bed and talk to your partner. I mean, I wouldn't want to have breakfast in bed alone, but just talking together, that'd be so fun.
Nice way of starting off the day.
Exactly.
Maybe you want to hire a chef. I think food's a great idea. You know, having chocolates or strawberries or whatever your kind
and
of fantasy is, with nipple clamps and whatever playful things we can do. Well, I think we should, a little warning here. A lot of times one person's suggestion is a little outside the comfort zone for the other person, right? And just to see, like, that's the setup of these conversations. That's okay. Like, try to have some fun with these conversations. You know, if I want to do it outside in public, that might never be an option for
my
wife.
Wait, that was the coupon coming up. You got ahead of me.
Quickie in public. Again, if one wants it and the other doesn't, that's okay. You can still share the fantasy of it. You can still have fun with it. All right.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it outside in the car. The neighbors might see it. All right. Let's just talk about what that would be like. I mean, you could always do the fantasy if these don't turn into real experiences. We could always shift it to the fantasy, right?
Yeah. And you were talking about food. And so one other idea is naked chef.
Naked chef.
Cooking dinner naked together. I think my husband's fantasy is me vacuuming naked.
All right.
I think you must have seen that somewhere. Oh, fun. Okay.
I like that.
Naked chef.
There's too many good ideas getting thrown out here.
Yep.
Well, we also, for couples, again, if it's appropriate for them, watching an erotic movie, reading an erotic novel, kind of just introducing a scene that is something that you could share together.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're kind of borrowing an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's issues with watching porn and people get tangled up in that. But you're talking about, how can we maybe share with somebody, hey, this looks really exciting to me. Or you read it to them, this idea is really exciting.
It's pretty a pretty big turn on when you're laying in bed reading a novel. And both people getting turned on by kind of what's going to happen next. What does she do? What does he do? And, you know, just do that together. So often this is isolated. People do this in isolation, right? Doing it together. Is that a new move?
That'd be great. Here's another sexy one. Tie me up.
Okay.
A little bit of kink on Valentine's Day.
A little bit of kink. A little bit of surrendering. Stretching yourself. There's also a lot of sex games out there.
Ooh,
naked
yeah.
Twister, you know, asking each other kind of question. I mean, there's so many. You go on Amazon, you just do sex games, and there's like 1,000 things come up. But again, it's just to have a little bit more fun and playfulness in this day.
I'm going to go on Amazon right now. Sex games.
Sex games.
Golly. And I just looked at sex coupons, and oh my gosh, let's get deep. Ooh, Ooh, spice it up. There's lots of fun things. You know, another really romantic thing that we can suggest, because we've been advertising it, but we believe in it because it's such a great system. It's building a lasting connection. And this is from one of our EFT friends and colleagues. It's a really great way to spend some intentional time having conversation, learning to speak from that more vulnerable place. Yeah. I would definitely highly recommend you getting this. It's on our website. And you can also get it, buildingalastingconnection.com. The couple connection system dashes in between those words.
So we'll throw a couple more resources. Certainly Sue Johnson, our mentor, has Hold Me Tight, and she just came out with the workbook, Hold Me Tight for Couples. Again, great time to intentionally think about your relationship. Esther Perel has this game of Where Should We Begin? A game of stories, just helping couples cards, talk about right. this stuff. Cards. I mean, again, it's just these fun, playful things out there that just are just helping couples be more intentional. A lot of times it's weird. Like, we don't know what to talk about, how to bring it up. So just read a card and it will just force you to start talking about things you probably never talked about.
Yeah, exactly. Those are beautiful resources.
Some couples, right, sexting. Bringing technology into it. You know, maybe they go in different rooms and do some kind of flirting on the texting or the sex thing, or maybe they do something on the video. Who knows?
Ooh, video. Yeah.
Video.
Sexting and sexy pictures for your partner, too. That'd be exciting.
You're taking the striptease to the next level.
Okay, let's think up some more things for people, read some more naughty and nice ways to spice up Valentine's Day when we come back. So, George, I did a test with Foria, and I gave some of the samples to all my girlfriends just to see, like, what the deal would be and, you know, how they reviewed it as well as myself. And we got the thumbs up
really?
On Foria. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool to hear, Lori. Imagine the best orgasm you ever had, and you increase it even more.
It really does give you access to bigger and better orgasms with yourself or with a partner. Foria uses all-natural plant-based ingredients to intensify sexual pleasure, relieve any discomfort, and there's like a serious cult following. I imagine so, like tens of thousands of people are using this.
And Lori's leading the cult. Oh.
Foria's bestseller, Awaken Arousal Oil, is the ultimate pleasure pregame. It uses CBD oil, and it's kind of like a warming, sort of a bit of sensation from organic botanicals that enhance arousal, sensitivity, pleasure, and access to orgasms, which is cool. It also helps with any discomfort, so that's good as well. So, yes, you have my permission to try this.
Fully endorse this product to treat yourself to the best orgasms possible. Go to Foria, F-O-R-I-A, wellness.com/foreplay to get your 20% off that first order. We highly recommend it.
ForiaWellness.com/foreplay.
Lori Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheets. Let's do it.
They are so silky. I love them. It's like they're slippery and soft and truly, truly soft. And I'm totally into sheets. So I love these. They're kind of luxury because they have that slick look and feel. And I think for Valentine's Day, this would be a good purchase. Please think about CozyEarth.com with the code FOREPLAY. You get 35% off, which really makes these more affordable. And for luxury sheets, the 35% off for our listeners really puts them in range of, you know, a really nice high-end sheet. I love them, so.
Cozy Earth's bedding collection offers a variety of luxury pillows, sheets, blankets, and much more. This year, time of year to score some points. A subtle little new sheets. What do you think? I think that's a great idea, Lori.
I think so, too.
And don't forget, listeners, Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer today for our listeners, 35% off when you use the code FOREPLAY.
CozyEarth.com.
Let's keep this momentum going, Lori. I'm excited here as we're just thinking about new things, bringing in fun into this day. You know, this fun that's going to carry over the rest of the year. This is the new move. We're going to call this the New Moves kind of podcast.
Exactly. New moves, you know, and we've had people who sponsor us who really are committed to great sex. And Foria, I mean, an awesome way to have a better orgasm.
Was it I had the CBD oil in it?
Yeah, it has CBD oil in it. And, you know, you asked me, George, should you put it on your clitoris or in your vagina? And I think I said, your clitoris would be great, but actually it's absorbed in the vagina better. So
okay.
Do that one. It's foriawellness.com/foreplay. So use that to check them out. They're Awaken and Arousal Oil. Both of them really great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Those sheets, I swear to you, are the softest things I've ever felt in my life. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of slippery, so you kind of slide all over when you're having sex. That's fun.
And how cool. I mean, we're not trying to make an infomercial here. It's just we got some good sponsors that are trying to bring in some, just spice it up. So this is the perfect day to kind of support that, to support doing something a bit different in your relationship. You know, so even as you're talking about oils, I mean, massages. How cool is that for couples to take some time from their day to just kind of give that deep massage, bust out the oils, the candles, you know, the music, the food, blindfold. I mean, all these senses. This is the time
the
to do it all. Handcuffs, you know, the swing in your room. If you're going to do it, today's the day.
Oh, the swing, the pole in your room. Go for it.
It's also, you know, when I think about it, Lori, being more intentional during the sex act itself, this is the time to think about new positions. What have you not tried? You know, we talk about edging, right? Is that something you've done? Other episodes, squirting. I mean, there's so many things out there that couples can try. And if they don't accomplish it, just
coupon.
Talk about it.
Here's a coupon. We can practice squirting. That would be
Ooh.
Great.
Oh my God, yes, right? I mean, that's
oh God,
that's
yes.
the edging. It's so
yeah.
cool to watch a video that, you know, this is how you do it. Try this yeah. different position. And you know, your hips got to be up. And there's so many little things that I think can, again, even if it don't work,
Wait, say
please.
That again. Your hips got to be up.
I didn't realize that one, really missionary style. You know, you throw the lady's hips up a little bit on a pillow and it could change the angle and the how they experience it. Like, why not try it? If it
Absolutely.
Doesn't work, that's cool. Just say it. I didn't like that. But it's the effort, I think, that allows couples to have more playfulness. Sometimes, you know, couples will describe just laughing at failures. It's like, oh, we thought that was going to be great, that fantasy, but it really flopped and we both fell into bed laughing together. Like, isn't that a great Valentine's Day?
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to throw one more sponsor out there in gratitude. It's Dame, right? DameProducts.com and with the coupon foreplay. And they do have two really great toys. One of them is Eva, which is the couple's toy. You kind of put it between your bodies when you're having an intercourse and it stimulates her clitoris. And also Air, which is kind of like a clitoral sucking device and it can produce pretty good orgasm. Those, I mean, we do want to give credit where people have helped us and things that we believe in and we have tried. And so cool
yeah.
stuff. You know, we're heavy on the sex here. We're not as focused on the romance. Can we give some romantic ideas here, too?
Sure. Well, being intentional.
Sure, he says disappointedly.
No, it is fun to throw out
I'm
all
sorry.
The novelty. And
no,
yet,
no, I want to. I want to.
This isn't about the balance. Novelty is great, especially in the foundation of a strong, safe emotional attachment. Mm-hmm. So we got to do our work in that department to really, and this is the best day to really set aside that time to remind each other how important your emotional bond is. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't be there without each other. You're part of something bigger than yourself. How do couples really kind of do that? You know, they redo their vows on this day. They watch their wedding video. You know, they go to a movie together. They have dinner together. You said breakfast in bed. There's so many ways, but I'm less concerned about how we get there. I just care that we get there, that you
yeah.
look your partner in your
yeah.
eyes and you feed that emotional bond, which is the glue of the couple.
Exactly. Those are great ideas. Those are beautiful ideas. Watch your wedding video. You know, mine was interminable. It was like the longest service of your life. We watched it and we were both like, oh, these poor people had to sit through this. It was like 16 songs and a million prayers. And they tied it tight, though. They tied that not tight for us, but yeah, no, that's lovely. We actually showed our kids that one time too.
And that's important too, that, you know, your family is the most important. And so to do something with the kids, you know, to bring them into, you know, showing them, role modeling to them, mm-hmm. your bond. I always love that. When I see parents being affectionate in front of the kids, it sends such healthy vibes to the mm-hmm. kids. You know, sit down at dinner and tell each other how much you love each other in front of the kids.
Yeah.
What a lesson that would be, right? For the kids to see it and for you to remind each other of how lucky you are.
Yeah. Make the kids go, ooh, stop. That's awful. Gross. Make them say that on Valentine's Day for each other. Yeah.
I love couples who just take a walk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that intentionality. It's writing a note. It's the card. It's some people will do little videos as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just how much you mean to me. And the message is actually them speaking onto the video.
Oh, nice. Scavenger hunts all over the house. You know, it doesn't have to cost money. Like, you just one note after another that is affirming of your love and feelings of romance and connection with each other.
Yeah. A lot of couples,
but then
too.
You got to land in bed, right? With the
We're
handcuffs.
Always going to get back to the bed. But also feeding that spiritual side, you know, going to your church or mosque or synagogue to put your relationship in a bigger picture, that this is a gift of God, that this is something that is bigger than just the two of you. I think it's that sense of gratitude and thankfulness that so often, mm-hmm. again, cements a foundation to kind of recognize you're with your person, mm-hmm. you know, who you were supposed to be with. And, you know, this is sacrament. This is something beautiful. When couples like really take the time to kind of these vows that we take that we just race through, like sit a moment and think about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Allow that to fall onto your body, like, you know, to death do us part. What does that even mean? Like, can you sit there with your partner and talk about that? Look at what you've been through together. Look at the adversity you've overcome, right? To take a moment to celebrate that, to have, you know, gratitude for each other, gratitude for God. I mean, again, I think that's just so good.
Mm, that is a lovely idea. I keep a gratitude journal. And I think what I'll do is, you know, I write in there a lot of things that I'm grateful for my husband and the things that he does for me, mm-hmm. how I feel about him. I think I'm going to clip them all out and put them in the card. These are all the things I've collected of how nice. I'm grateful for you. That would be a great idea. Romantic. Yeah. And he likes romantic stuff, so that'd be fun.
Well, and it's thinking about what the other person needs too. That's why the gifts are, you know, those love languages, being able to, you know, your husband likes taking pictures, you know, so you go set up a picture taking thing for him. You know, my wife wants to learn how to dance, and you do some dance lessons. I mean, there's so many cool things like that. That
oh, nice.
Are very different.
Are you really taking dance lessons? I'm very impressed.
We haven't scheduled the actual date yet, but it's on the list.
George, let me advise you to take a few private ones yourself first, so that you are not 4 feet, and then you can be suave, buddy.
Right.
I think, I swear, dance lessons are the thing. If your husband can dance with you, or if the man can dance, I mean, it is so sexy. Truly, truly, it will pay off, I promise you.
Nice.
All the anxiety about it. And, you know, partner dancing is it's like a pattern, so you don't even have to, you know, get through inhibition. It's just, you have to, I suppose there's some angst about going and not being good at it in the beginning.
Yeah. And even if you're not good at it, the two of you can slow dance in your bedroom together. It's a nice way of kind of priming those hearts, of just saying, hey, come here for a second.
Absolutely.
You know, you put a song on, you just grab your partner, and you just, again, it's the bodies kind of reminding each other, we're more here than just, you know, that orgasm. Mm-hmm. You know, what we have here is before, during, and after.
Yeah.
And that's what Valentine's Day really is about.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just that orgasm.
These are good ideas. I love many of these.
And we welcome our listeners to send us new ideas. And next year we'll throw them out there. And it's endless, the possibilities. But it's really the intentionality. And I know a lot of people get resentful because of the commercialization of Valentine's Day. Just something else. It becomes another stressor, another kind of pressure. But really kind of shake that aside and say, wait a second. This is our chance to slow down life and to recommit to each other and to remind each other of why we're doing this. It's the point of this whole damn life is to be in relationship, to love. Yeah. Right. And that's exactly, this is a day of love. So how could we be remiss as podcasts on sex that we didn't take a time and say, hey, listen, love well today, people. Get out there.
Yep. Spice it up. Romance it up. A little naughty, a little nice, and happy Valentine's Day.
Keep it hot, y'all. Quick shout out to Rebecca Jorgensen and her new exciting game to help couples.
You can find it on buildingalastingconnection.com, the couple-connection-system. But if you get to the website, you're going to find this. This is really a cool thing that we want you to take advantage of because it's very reasonably priced, and it basically takes principles of attachment and how you connect, how you can communicate better. It gives you communication starters, conversation starters. It is really a fun thing. We're using it at our party this weekend for our therapists. We're going to introduce it to them. It is also a physical thing because it has a mat that you kind of walk around and do these exercises with. The mat assists you to kind of stay focused with each other and grounded because you're facing each other and you're moving through this, which we all know, right? Our bodies and our emotions are connected. So it's a beautiful resource.
Good stuff. Highly recommend it. Check it out.
That's buildingalastingconnection.com, couple-connection-system.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-MY-4Play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Ryan Safi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like,
what do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.